Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom, and I'm glad you joined us today. Today is the 5th of July, 2019. We're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm glad you joined us. So here's what I wanted to talk about in today's podcast. Where are you today in life? Well, you may be asking me, what exactly do you mean by that question? Do you mean, where am I physically right now? Where am I emotionally? Where am I spiritually? What is my attitude? What's my mindset? To what degree of satisfaction am I enjoying life right now? What are my stressors? Am I worried about something? What's holding me back from some goal that I have? How am I coping with the stresses of life, of parenthood, of adulthood, of being a teen in a crazy world, of being a husband, a wife, a child? How about the child of an aging parent, dealing with or caring for someone with a serious illness, coping with the death of a loved one or a friend, coping with a medical issue of your own, dealing with financial difficulties, dealing with drug or alcohol use, dealing with a child, spouse, or friend who's using drugs, dealing with depression, a feeling of hopelessness, coping with a constant barrage of negativism that emanates from that TV set, your addiction to Netflix or HBO or Prime, coping with the stress of politics and the constant negativism and divisiveness in the news, coping with a job that you hate, a boss that you despise, children addicted to video games. How about a personal addiction to your smartphone? You know, we all seem to have that one right now, don't we? There's a lot out there to be stressed about, is there not? Life is indeed like a roller coaster with constant ups and downs. So are you at the north end of the spectrum of life? Everything going swimmingly for you right now? Do you have it all together? No money problems, no work problems. Your health is great. Your family's great. You're sitting on top of the mountain. We can all be on top of the mountain at points of our lives. But you know what? You can be toppled to your knees in the blink of an eye. That's how life works. And at times it does seem to be overwhelming. Just about everyone at certain points in their lives deals with some type of crisis or tragedy. You read the local news lately? How about the obituaries? Check out some of the ages of those in the obituaries. None of us are promised tomorrow. I just read in my hometown newspaper that some people that I know had their home burned to the ground literally a couple of days ago. The only thing they walked out with were the clothes, the pajamas that they were working. Thankfully, everyone was okay in the family. We lost the dog, but they had each other. They had faith, and they've got strong friends. What an amazing attitude the mom and dad and kids had. Boy, they realize how thankful that they are for their faith and their lives and for each other. That's what matters. It's not the possessions. You know, there are a lot of people that didn't wake up today. There are a lot of people who are leaving the hospital in a nursing home today in a Cadillac station wagon. It really doesn't matter how much you have in possessions and money. None of that will buy you a single minute more in time when your time is up. Not a minute. So again, I ask you, where are you in life today? What's your current disposition? Is there an adjective to describe your current state? Depressed, overwhelmed, lonely, tired, broken, frustrated, angry? Boy, the list can be long with the negatives, can't it? How about some positives? How happy are you today? How grateful? Grateful for the very breath that you're breathing right now. Grateful for the beauty of God's creation, the family, and the friends in your life. A house to live in, food to eat, a job, car, clothes to wear. People who love you and people to love. Does attitude play a role in your current condition? Absolutely. A little bad attitude goes a long way when you're shopping for the negatives. So what does a positive attitude get you? What does a courageous attitude get you? What does gratitude get you? What does love get you? What do the smiles get you? What does faith in God that cares about you get you? Life. That's what it gets you. You see, we establish which road we're going to take in life. You can take the road that goes north, or the road that goes south. The choice is yours. Now, the north road doesn't promise to be pothole free, but you'll live a much more fulfilled life and you'll be able to be more thankful on that road. Hit a pothole, you smile, you drive on. Have to change a tire, it's okay. Road south, well, it's loaded with potholes and bad attitudes that go along with it. You hit a pothole going south, there's plenty of time to get out, kick the tires, and curse the world and all the bad things that happen to you. Where am I headed with this? Make sure that you check your attitude every day. Make the most of your life. Smile and take the time to help others along the way. Be grateful. Pray. Make faith a priority. Love your family and your friends. Make time for others who are important in your lives. Get into a good church. Parents, engage your kids. Encourage your kids. Spend quality time with them. Teach them character, right from wrong. Teach them about faith, gratitude, being a good friend, and helping others. How about the kids out there, especially the teens? Want some great advice? Stop chasing what you think is reality. Social media is not the center of the earth. Money and possessions will not happiness buy you. Real friends are not counted numerically on your social media sites. They're the ones that you know and connect with, who spend time with you and laugh with you, who care about you and you them. You know, my encouragement to everybody today is to live a life of character. Stay away from drugs. If you're a teenager or an adult, stay away as far as you can from drugs. Stay away from alcohol, too. If you're engaged in the use of drugs and alcohol because you think it's harmless, then you need to educate yourself on reality. It's very harmful. If you think you need the drugs or alcohol to cope with the life, then you need to find an alternative. I recommend getting involved in a good church, finding a group of friends that don't need to destroy themselves in order to feel like they belong. You're worth much more than that. You have a much deeper purpose in life than that. So I'll ask you one more time, where are you in life today? I hope that if you need help, that you seek help. There are people out there who can help you if you're carrying a big burden. You want to feel better? Help others out. Be grateful. Be happy. Have purpose. Seek wisdom. Seek truth, honesty. Have a plan when the wheels are looking like they're going to fall off. You're going to make it, and tomorrow will be a better day. You know, I encourage all of you to make every day a new day where you seek out and connect with people. You find happiness in whatever situation you're in. You muster that smile up, and you help others around you. And you be grateful for everything that we have and we've been given. I'm glad you joined us today. Until next week.